Good morning. We are today's daf is daf tes. So we were on the very bottom of Ches Amud Beis. Last thing we saw was an analysis of the verses and how we know that the goat that's offered in the Holiest of Holies on Yom Kippur shields the man who knew he was impure, then forgot he was impure, walked into the temple, came out of the temple, but hasn't yet become aware again that he was impure when he was in the temple.
Kodesh Kedeshim is for Kohanim to go there, the big Kohen Gadol. What is it?
Right.
You're talking about that section there, or you're talking about the whole Beit HaMikdash?
The whole Beit HaMikdash.
Or the courtyard? Or
yeah, but the actions of the high priest in Kodesh HaKadoshim create atonement for all the different times people who were not allowed to had walked into anywhere of the temple. So now the Mishnah had said, now we're at the two dots again, Ein on Chesamid Beis, Ein ba Yediya Batchila V'yesh ba Yediya Basof. If there was no knowledge initially, but there was knowledge ultimately, then Sayer Anasa Bachutz, the goat that's part of the Musaf of Yom Kippur, namely the goat which gets offered on the outer altar on Yom Kippur, the Yom HaKippurim, together with Yom Kippur, Machaper, create atonement.
The guy doesn't have to do anything. He just rely on the Kohen Gadol for the...
Yeah, on the nation. This is not... Yeah, on the nation. Exactly. Yeah, on the nation. So, I think that's where we had been up to, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now the Gemara says... Michti, let's take a look. Iskushe iskash lahadadi. The offering that goes inside, in the holiest of holies, the Sayer LaHashem, and this offering, the goat that's outside on the outer altar, these two offerings are linked with each other. As the Torah says, milvad chatas ha-kippurim, besides the offering of Yom Kippur. So one, that's why the Mishnah says, both of them impact impurity in the temple. So why do you say it that way? But they're very different. One is about knowledge before without any knowledge at later, and the other is about only knowledge later without any knowledge before. V'nikaper pnimi adidei v'adichitzon. Let the inner altar, let the goat that goes into the holiest of holies atone for its scenario, namely the knowledge before without knowledge after. And it should also atone for the scenario that the outer sacrifice atones for, namely knowledge after without any knowledge before. Because the two things are compared to each other. So you say, well, why would I need two sacrifices for the same sin? The sin of knowing after without knowing before should both get atonement for what's by the goat that goes in the holiest of holies and get atonement by the goat that's part of the musaf that's on the outer altar. I'll tell you why. Nafkamina, why would I need two? Leichad lo avad chitzon. Let's say we don't have 1 year enough goats. So if we don't have enough goats, what would the Jewish nation do? They would only do the Sayer LaHashem. They would do the goat that goes into the holiest of holies before they would do a goat that's basically a pretty typical goat, a goat that goes on the outer altar. So let's say that would happen 1 year. If we say that the Sayer LaHashem atones also for knowledge of after without knowledge before, this person would have some help. Amar Kras, so to reject this possibility, the verse says, achas. The verse says, once. The verse says, v'chiper Aaron al karnosav. Aaron will atone on the horns, namely on the outer altar, achas bashana, once a year, midam chatas hakipurim, from the blood of the sins of atonement. In other words, that the altar gets blood sprinkled on it, and it's an extra verse that happens. So we learn from it the following. Kapara achas machaper. The goat that goes into the holiest of holies and goes into the gets onto the mizbeach apnimi as well has one atonement. Veinu mechaper shtei kaparos. It doesn't accomplish two things. So the Gemara now asks, but once we have a linkage between the inner and the outer, veni kaper chitzon adidei ve'amaida avid pnimi. Let the goat that's on the outer altar atone for both its issue, namely knowledge after without knowledge before, and let it atone or shield for a person who knew before, forgot, and didn't know after. I let it also have somewhat of an atonement.
But if there is no goat to be found that year, could they do sheep?
No. No.
So what do they have to do?
Nothing. Can't do it. The Torah says it has to be a goat.
So then they could wait till next year to do the double goats?
No. They all do one. No.
You know, goats sharing with the Torah too?
I missed out. What can they do?
So we're still not sure what the goat actually atones for the Azazel goat.
Oh, no. We'll get to that. We'll know. That atones for everything. We'll get to that. Okay. We're not up to that part of the Mishnah yet. We're still in the earlier parts of the Mishnah. The Gemara is now asking, the goat that goes on the outer altar as part of the Musaf of Yom Kippur, let that atone for its issue, namely knowledge at the end without knowledge before. And since it's linked to the goat that goes inside, let it also atone for what the goat that goes inside atones for. We learned yesterday that the goat that goes inside atones for, it doesn't really atone, it creates shelter. Shelters a person who knew before, forgot, and hasn't yet known at the end. So let the goat that's outside also do that. And you'll say, why would we want that? I'll tell you why. Nafkamina letumadira ben zelazet. Let's say you'd have another scenario. A guy knew he was impure, forgot, walked into the temple, came out, and then the goat that goes inside was offered. And then he comes back, and again he finds out about, let's say he finds out about a different impurity, that he is, you know, touches something, he goes into the temple, forgets, he goes into the temple a second time, this time after the inner goat was brought, but before the outer goat was brought, so the inner goat can't help him anymore, because it already was brought, so by having the outer goat work for the same act, if the act happens later, the outer goat could help him. So if tumah happens between this event and that event. So again, Amar Krav, the answer is that the verse says about the inner altar, twice it says, Achas Bashana, this is an atonement that happens once a year. To tell you that Kaparasu, this atonement for knowing about impurity, forgetting, and not yet knowing when one comes out, it only happens once a year, so therefore it can't happen in two goats. It only happens once a year. And then, as we learned yesterday, it happens in the goat that goes inside. Yeah, question?
The seer, Azazel.
Yeah.
It's a siman from Hashem, if he's soleach la'am Yisrael.
The red skin turning, I'm sorry, the red thread would be a sign from Hashem, yeah. Yeah.
So, but there is thing here that we're talking as an Yan Shul Yachid.
Okay.
I went to the Middash.
Or many individuals. I wouldn't say one individual, it applies to many people who walked in impure. Mitumot B'nai Yisrael from the various.
Almost my korban, but klali.
But it's a national korban, but it works for all the different individuals who might have this problem. So now the Gemara asks, "Ula Rabbi Yishmael." Now, what about according to Rabbi Yishmael? Tamar, who says that ain't b'yadiyah b'tchila v'yesh b'yadiyah b'sof, that if a person didn't know originally that he was impure, but he knows ultimately that he's impure, bar karban hu, so he should then bring a sliding scale carbon, a carbon ol v'yored. So according to him, sayer anas b'chutz amay machaper. So what is the goat that's part of the musaf of Yom Kippur that's done on the outer altar? What does that atone for? We're saying it atones, according to Yehuda in our Mishnah, it atones for the situation of knowledge after without any knowledge before. But according to Yishmael, knowledge after without any knowledge before is already atoned for in the situation of, it's atoned for with a olaviyorid. A person can just bring a carbon for it. So the answer is, according to Yishmael, you know what the goat that is part of the musaf works for? For a guy who doesn't know that he was impure before, and he didn't know after, he doesn't know at all that he did the wrong thing. He didn't know he was impure, he walked into the temple, he doesn't know before, and he doesn't know after. It's like, Marcel, one second, if he doesn't know before and doesn't know after, that's what you have the goats as part of the musaf of every Yom Tov. That was what the Sa'ir Lechaper, the goat which is a chatas of Rosh Chodesh atones for. So what's he going to do? No, Savala Kirby Meir, the answer is that's not a problem. Reb Yishmael, who holds that in regards to Olavi Yored, the sliding scale carbon, that the sliding scale carbon can be obligated with just knowledge after, he agrees with Rabbi Meir, who said in our Mishnah, Damar, who said, Kal Asirim Kaparasan Shave, that all the goats of Chatas, as part of Musaf, accomplished the same thing. Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Right, we learned back in the Mishnah. I know it was confusing, but in the Mishnah we had four different opinions. We had the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the opinion of Rabbi Meir, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, and the opinion of a different version of Rabbi Shimon. And in the Mishnah we said that according to Rabbi Meir, the goat, which is a sin offering, that's brought on Yom Kippur as part of the Musaf on the outer altar, the sin offering goat that's brought on Rosh Chodesh, the sin offering goat that's brought on every Yom Tov as part of the Musaf, all of these goats, each of them, work on all the different cases of impurity. They work for the case of no knowledge before and no knowledge after. They work for the case of a person who's tahar, who eats carbon, which is tameh. They all work for the, and they all work on the case of a person who didn't know before and knows after. So if he holds like Rabbi Meir, so if he holds, if you don't know before but you know after, you bring an olav yored, he'll say that the outer goat works for both of the other cases. So one second. Allah, now, according to Rabbi Yishmael, in what way is the outer goat of Musaf, of Yom Kippur, in regards to what, do we need to equate it with the Sayer Lashem, the goat that goes inside? So the answer is like this. Just like the inner goat is dealing with some issue of impurity, that's dealing with a different issue of impurity. It's knowledge before without knowledge after. But it's dealing with impurity in the temple. It's not dealing with other sins. Other sins are dealt with by the goat to the wilderness, the Sar Lazazel, Afchitzon, so to the goat of the Musaf of Yom Kippur, Eino Mechaper B'Shara Veros, even though it's a Yom Kippur offering, it's not for other sins, but rather it's for a sin about impurity. Which sin? It's for the sin of lack of knowledge before and after, or a person who's tahor eating a karban, which is tamei.
So the highest korbanot is goat. Is that what you're saying, Rabbi? To, you know, in big time for all kinds of other sins.
On Yom Kippur, it was goats. There were two goats on Yom Kippur. There's the goat that goes into the holiest of holies, which is what we were talking about till now, and there's the goat that goes out to the wilderness. These are two national goats.
Okay, right, okay.
And on Yom Kippur, for the Jewish nation, that's the biggest thing, right? This is remember, the goat is a sin offering. So We need sin offerings to get atonement.
For any kind of sins, the goat is the, you know, to be used. Not a different, you know, different
sacrifice. No, the option is, we'll see, but a goat, you have to have a goat on your for the sin of idolatry by mistake. And in general, whenever a person does a sin by mistake, he has an option. He can either have a goat, bring a goat, or he can bring a sheep. It's an option.
But you said a while ago that, you know, it has to be a goat.
On Yom Kippur, it's got to be a goat.
Yom Kippur only.
Yeah. According to what the Torah
says. But the rest of the year, it could be a sheep.
An individual who sins, yes, an individual, depending on the sin, but an individual who sins and he has to bring a sin offering, which are the cases if he did one of the obligations of kares by mistake, that's when he has to bring the sin offering, let's say violating Shabbos, eating on Yom Kippur, you know, marital relations that are prohibited by mistake, he has to bring an offering. So the offering then is an option, either a goat or a sheep. On Yom Kippur, it's goats.
It's only goats.
But according to Rabbi Nagy, you need the whole cycle, or just one, any one of them? Say, if you go mistakenly into the temple, and the day after Rosh Chodesh, the following Rosh Chodesh.
Only the next Rosh Chodesh, right.
All the cycle.
That's not just a cycle. A carbon can't work for you about what you've done in the past. It can only work about...
So,
I'm sorry. A carbon of the past can't work for you in the future. It can only work for you once you did it.
And Rabbi, turtle doves, what are they?
Sometimes they're also sin offerings. Sometimes they're complete offerings. It depends on the scenario. Okay, next scenario. Al she'en b'yodia batkila v'lo basof. A situation of where a person didn't know before and he didn't know after. So, si'iri regalim u'si'iri rashi chadashim mechaprim d'ir b'yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the goats that are part of the Musaf of a holiday and the goats that are the goat that's a Musaf, part of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh atones for that. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. My time, Rabbi Yehuda. What's the source of Rabbi Yehuda? Amar Kra. The answer is that the verse says in regards to Rosh Chodesh, Usiri Zimechad Lechatas, and as part of the Musaf there should be one goat as a sin offering, Lashem. A sin offering to God. What does that mean? Chet shein makir bo elo Hashem. A sin that only God knows about it. Yesayir zem achaper. That's what this goat atones for. So what's a sin that only God knows about? A sin that only God knows about is if there was no knowledge before and no knowledge after. So Gemara says, 1 second, but we need this verse for something else. Behind me, boy, little kid of Rish Lakish. Don't we need the verse for the famous lesson of Rish Lakish? Dumb Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish told us, why is it that the goat that's brought as a sin offering on Rish Chodesh is called a Sa'ir Lashem? It means the following. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God says, Sa'ir Zeh, this goat, Ye Kapara Alai, is an atonement for me. Shemiyati Sa'ir Reach, that I reduced the light of the moon. As we all know, initially God made two great lights, the sun and the moon. But then the moon complained and said there shouldn't be two kings of the same stature. So God told the moon, okay, you don't want that there should be two kings equally great. So you, who had this idea, you become a little smaller. You go lower yourself. So God says, I need atonement for having reduced the moon. So it's a Sa'ir Lashem. So it can't be to tell me that a sin that only God knows about. It's for something else. It's for the moon. Imkain, if so, if it would only be for that, Lema Kra, the verse should have said, Sayyir Chatas, a sin offering, Al Hashem, about God. My Le Hashem, why? To God? To God, as Kedamar, and as we've said, that there's no knowledge before and no knowledge afterwards. A sin that only God knows about it. So, Gemara says, 1 second, Ema Kula Achyuda Asa. Maybe it's only to teach me one thing. So, Imkain, if so, Lema Kra, the person should have said, Chatas Hashem. My Lashem, Shmami Natartis, to teach me two things. One, that it's an atonement for God for what he did. And two, it is also an offering for a person who doesn't know before, doesn't know after, that it's only God who knows about it.
Rabbi, when we say he is Ban Kapara
of Rosh Chodesh.
Right, so it says for unintentional sins.
Okay, that would be like Rabbi Meir.
Right.
No, not all unintentional sins, but the sins of impurity of the temple.
Rabbi, just
Zman kapara l'chol todo sum for all of their generations.
Unintentional contamination of the temple.
So now the Gemara says, V'nikaper nami afilu b'shara veros. This was Roger's proposal. Let the sin offering, the goat of Rosh Chodesh, atone for other sins. Tanat Be'er Bishmael was taught in the Yeshiva Bishmael. Hoel v'zeh b'abizman kavua. Since the sin offering of Rosh Chodesh is in a set time, it's only on Rosh Chodesh. V'zeh b'abizman kavua. And we know that there are sin offerings of holidays. Let's say Yom Kippur. The sin offering of Yom Kippur is on a set time, and the sin offering of Rosh Chodesh is on a set time. So Mazzeh, just like the sin offering of Yom Kippur, Eino Mechaper El Al Tumas Mikdash Mikadashav, it atones for the contamination of the temple, as we've learned yesterday and today. Avzeinu Mechaper El Al Tumas Mikdash Mikadashav. So too, the sin offering of Rosh Chodesh only atones for the contamination of the temple. Okay, we have a nice source for the goats of Rosh Chodesh. Goats of Rosh Chodashim. How do we know that the goat that's brought on a Yom Tov is for the contamination of the temple? If you're going to say, Hanami Kiritana Deber Bishmal, it's from the same lesson. I could tell you, no, maybe there's a difference between Yom Kippur and holidays. Even Rosh Chodesh, or it's a difference even between Rosh Chodesh and holidays. Rosh Chodesh Kein Tadir. Rosh Chodesh is more regular than a holiday. Midi Yom Kippur, to derive from Yom Kippur, that's for contamination of the temple. So holidays are for contamination of the temple. I'll tell you, no, Shkim Ruba Kaparaso. Yom Kippur is a day when there are lots of atonement, so therefore it can also work for the temple, but maybe the holidays not. V'chitim, if you're going to tell me, now turning to the next page, Testament Beis. Ha Gamrina and Rosh Chodesh, Midi Yom Kippur and V'lo Parchinam, but you just said that we know that Rosh Chodesh works for contamination of the temple. Because Yom Kippur works for contamination of the temple. Why don't you ask this question? Oh, Yom Kippur works for the temple because it works for lots of things. Rosh Chodesh not. I'll tell you no. Hasam kapara michtav k'tiva. The Torah says explicitly, v'sa'ir l'chaper. Right? The Torah says explicitly that on Rosh Chodesh, it is an offering that's going to create atonement. So once it says explicitly atonement, so we don't know what atonement. So it's Kiluy Milsa Bialmahu. We have to define the word. So if you have to define the word, we go look to elsewhere where you have atonement. Yom Kippur. We say, okay, Yom Kippur, it was for contamination of the temple. So Rosh Chodesh is for contamination of the temple. Aval Hacha, but in regards to the goat offering that's part of the Musaf of holidays, Aval Hacha, but I could tell you, Ikula Meimer, I could have proposed Kula Milsa Lo Garmina. We don't derive anything from Yom Kippur, we don't derive anything from Rosh Chodesh. We don't know that it's for atonement necessarily. Tell us what the source is. Kedam Rav Chama Rav Chanina. The way Rav Chama Rav Chanina answered, he's going to say later, the Torah could have said, Se'ir Izim Echad L'Chatas. But the Torah doesn't say, Se'ir Izim Echad L'Chatas. The Torah says, U'Se'ir Izim Echad L'Chatas. And a Se'ir Izim. So, he said, it could have said Sa'ir, and it said Usir. Hachanami, so too over here, it could have said Sa'ir. It said, in fact, Usa'ir. Usir is Imechad Chatas. So, since it says Usir, that's Iskush, it's to compare Sa'ir Regalim with Sa'ir Rosh Chodashim to the goats of Rosh Chodesh. So, Mashi, Rosh Chodashim, and Mechapim, Ella, Al Shein, Bayadiyah, Lobot Chivu, Basov. So, just like the goats of Rosh Chodesh. Atone for the man who's totally unaware, as he didn't know before and he didn't know after, as we learned from the words, Lashem, it's for God, it's a sin that only God knows about, and we know it's about contamination of the temple, because it's compared to Yom Kippur, based on the word kapara, Asir regalim, so to the goat, that's part of the musaf of a holiday, it's like Rosh Chodesh, and it works for the sin of someone who didn't know before and doesn't know after that he had walked into the temple while he was impure.
Rabbi, there is still a big difference between Seir Yom Kippurim, Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Hashanah, because here, Mechaper, just on, if I know, and I didn't know, and I don't know,
right.
And Yom Kippurim, Mechaper, Al Kol Hatotachem Asher.
Yeah, but you're talking about the Sayer La'azazel of Yom Kippurim. That's,
yeah,
of course, very different.
Okay,
this is talking about the Sayer that's part of the Musaf.
That's not a big deal. Okay.
So, Rabbi, just again,
Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov
are the same because they both have this point that it could have the Torah could have said in them Sa'ir, but it chose to add a Vav, Usa'ir. So the choosing to put in a Vav, Usa'ir, Usa'ir Lachaper, or Usa'ir Echad Chatas, the fact that it has the added Vav, but it could have read Sa'ir Echad Chatas, that's to link the two to each other. Once they're linked to each other, we know in Rosh Chodesh that Rosh Chodesh is Kapara, the Sa'ir Lachaper, and we know that Kapara means contamination of the temple, because that's what it meant on Yom Kippur, and that's a set time, this is a set time, therefore we know that ultimately they're all for atonements of contamination of the temple.
So there's no uniqueness to the goats of Yom Tov versus Rosh Chodesh?
Correct, no correct, uniqueness. So far, that's right. Again, this is the view of Rabbi Meir that we saw in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda, but we will see there are other views. But Rabbi Shimon's a different view. That's what we saw back in the Mishnah. Now, they had a general question in the yeshiva. When we talk about somebody who knows, and he knew before, but he doesn't know after, which is what we said that the goat that's going into the holiest of holies works for, or he doesn't know, he doesn't know before, doesn't know after. Ibailu, they had a question. Ki am Rabbi Yehuda, al sheim biyadiyah lo b'tchiv lo b'sof. When Rabbi Yehuda says that, let's say, the goats of Yom Tov or the goats of Rosh Chodashim work for a person who doesn't know before and doesn't know after, Hani Mili, what does that mean? Does that mean the chetch ain't sofa livada? That's a sin that he will never know. Avol chetch sofa livada. But let's say it's that he doesn't know now, but other people know. So he will get informed. Is that already considered knowing after? Because he will be informed. And then and then it would be the goat that's part of the Musaf of Yom Kippur that would atone for it. Or maybe, so long as he doesn't know, even though other people know and they will inform him, even a sin that ultimately he will get informed because others know, it's called now a sin that only God knows about it. And therefore, it would be the goats of Rosh Chodesh that create atonement for it. Tashma, come in here. D'tanya went in a braisa. Al she'en b'yadiyah lo b'tchilo v'lo b'sof. For a sin where of impurity where he doesn't know before and he doesn't know after. V'cheit shesofo livada. And a sin that he will get informed. He doesn't know, but others know. The goats of the holidays and Rosh Chodesh atoned, Rabbi Yehuda, that's a view of Rabbi Yehuda. So you see that even though it's a sin that ultimately he will know about, because other people know and they will inform him, it's already included in the goats of Rosh Chodesh, and it's no longer, in according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the goat of Yom Kippur that's outside on the outer altar.
Now,
the argument about what the different offerings work for, I don't think so. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, "See, regalim mechaprim, the goats of the festivals atone for contamination of the temple. Avalosi Rosh Chodesh, but he holds that the goats of Rosh Chodesh don't work for contamination of the temple. According to the first version of Rabbi Shimon, they only work for a man who was pure." Who eats meat of a sacrifice that was defiled, that became impure.
Where, in the Beit HaMikdash?
Not necessarily. You can eat it outside. If it's a shlamim, you can eat it outside the temple. The chatas is eaten in the temple. The asham is eaten in the temple, but the shlamim is eaten outside. Amar Rebbe Elazar said, Amar Rebbe Oshaya said, my time to Rabbi Shimon. What's the source of Rabbi Shimon? Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, in regards to the goat of Rosh Chodesh that was burned on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you know, the day the Mishkan was put up, Nadav and Abihu died, so the children of Aaron became Onanim, so they only brought the special karbanos, they didn't bring the normal karbanos they burned. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, Adu alo achaltam es achatas b'mekom hakadosh, why didn't you do the offering of Rosh Chodesh and eat the chatas in the holy place, ki kodesh kadosh ami, it's the holiest of holies. And then Moshe says, why did Hashem give you the chatas of Rosh Chodesh? To carry the sin of the community. The whole verse is referring to the offering of Rosh Chodesh. that it had been brought. And the verse says that what's the point of an offering of Rosh Chodesh? So it has the word avon. Now Yalef, avon mitzitz, Rabbi Shimon says, you have a gzeira shava. It says avon here. And it says in regards to the forehead plate that was on the Kohen Gadol, the word avon. So Namar kan avon, v'namar lahalan, it says by the tzitz avon. So malahalan tumas basar, the whole point of the tzitz is that if by mistake meat that was tameh ended up going on the mizbeach, it still would be offered, and it still works for the person who had offered it. The people who offer it don't have to bring another karban. So afkan, so too, Rosh Chodesh, which is called avon, which is about avon, is about tumas basar. It's about meat which is defiled, but not that the defiled meat is on the altar. The defiled meat is eaten by a pure kohen. Asks the Gemara, ima lahalan olin. So over there, the point is that the tzitz atones for defiled meat, and it's okay. The meat is accepted. So afkan, so what maybe we should say here too, that the offering of Rosh Chodesh Olin makes the offerings that are brought for tumah accepted. Not that it's an atonement for the person who eats offering which is defiled. Answers the Gemara. The verse says avon ha'eda, the sin of the community, which means it has to be a sin of people who are eating things. So the Gemara asks Tmechti, let's take a look. Migmar gmiri mehadadi. We derive one from the other. So if so, nachapad rosh chodesh adidei ve'adetzitz. That Rosh Chodesh's karban work both for its case and for what the tzitz works for. And nafkamil eichel d'nishbar tzitz, and that'll help us if the tzitz breaks. Amar kras, the pasuk says, avon, which means avon ha'idza, which is in the singular tense, avon echad hu nosei, veino nosei shnei avonos. It only works for one sin, it doesn't work for two sins. Okay, we'll stop at this point.
I feel better.
Thank you.